Let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda. From TejanoNation.net, here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. TejanoNation.net is the number one source for Tejano news, and here's what's trending right now. Selena fans have another item to add to their collection as Tidal Wave Comics announced the Latin music icon as part of its popular Female Force comic book series, which is focused on women having a worldwide impact. There have been movies, television shows, books, and now a comic book based on the life of the Queen of Cumbia, and this will be the first time the publisher will release a Spanish version of the comic book at the same time as the English version. The book's writer, Michael Frizzell, said in a statement, quote, "Writing about real people and real situations is always a challenge. I want to tell a good story while staying true to the moment. So much has been said about Selena. I wanted to tell her story while bringing something new to it. I hope the readers and her fans enjoy what we've put together," end quote. The Female Force comic book series previously profiled music icons like Dolly Parton, Cher, and Barbra Streisand, as well as prominent figures like Nancy Reagan and Michelle Obama. The 22-page comic book, Female Force Selena, is available in both digital and print, and can be found on multiple platforms such as Amazon. Get full details at TejanoNation.net. From the Tejano music capital of the world, San Antonio, Texas, I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, number one source for Tejano news.
Número 10.
The ladies of Tejano, Shelly Lares, Demi Garcia, Sonia de la Paz, and Monica Saldivar. Down to number 10 this week with their incredible song, Nada de Ti. Song number 10 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Sospeché que él andaba con otra mujer y me decía que estaba loca. Ya me enteré que te dice lo mismo que a mí. Ya no me importa que esté con otra.
Aléjate.
querer así.
Tejano Gold Countdown, the name of the song Nada de Ti, by a group of talented ladies, Shelly Lares, Demi Garcia, Monica Saldívar, and Sonia de la Paz. It's number 10 this week in nuestro conteo nacional. Today, my special guest is Pete Astudillo. Pete was the composer of some of the greatest hits of Selena y Los Dinos, along with A.B. Quintanilla and Ricky Vela. You know, it was very interesting to see this team's relationship reflected in the series that's out right now. So, Pete, tell me about how your role in this group and this dynamic worked out for you.
But in my opinion, I think they did capture the essence of all the characters. Ricky's probably one of my favorites because Ricky is such a low-key guy and one of the nicest persons you'll meet in your life. And I've been lucky enough to write with Ricky. Well, I haven't written that many songs with him, but the one that people probably know, we wrote Estúpido Romántico for Grupo Más. And we wrote Yo Estaría a Tu Lado for my album that we did with Como Te Extraño album. But he is brilliant, but he's so low-key that you wouldn't even know. And he said, and I think that's what one of the really cool things about this series, that it brought a lot of people in the background, a lot of the background people, including myself, because the star was Selena, and it's always going to be. But I think they showcased a little bit of the people behind Selena, and I thought that was really cool.
Y ahora que nuestro show llega a Monterrey, México, cabe mencionar que Monterrey les abrió las puertas a todo Latinoamérica, y hasta la fecha tienes muchos fans que te quieren mucho.
Pues fíjate, la gente de México realmente ha sido buenísima con nosotros. Las puertas se nos abrieron en Monterrey. Así que tenemos un gran respeto, una gran admiración para gente regiomontana, para Monterrey en sí, que nos abrieron las puertas con Selena y Los Dinos en aquel entonces cuando entramos porque con Baila Esta Cumbia. Así que el cariño que les tenemos, la admiración y la gratitud no tiene comparación. Y no nomás a Selena, también los proyectos individuales que hicimos, pues los Cumbia Kings, Cumbia All Stars, cuando yo entré ya como solista. Y realmente yo digo que a raíz de lo que ella pudo hacer en Monterrey, se duplicó lo que ella estaba haciendo aquí en los Estados Unidos. Porque ya no más eran tejanos. Y la popularidad de Selena y Los Dinos nos lleva a otro nivel. Yo personalmente también trabajé muchísimo en México. También ya cuando estaba como solista, cuando sacamos el tema de Cómo Te Extraño, nos fue de maravilla. Y así que les tenemos un cariño enorme, una gratitud. Y si Dios quiere, vienen cosas buenas, así que estén pendientes.
We'll be talking more with Pete Astudillo in just a couple of minutes, but right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 9.
Mañana eres tú, en que yo pienso despertarme. Eres tú, el motivo de mi vida. Eres tú, la razón de mi alegría. Eres tú, que me llevas hasta el cielo. Tú, el que me hace sonreír. Tú, que me das amor y consuelo. Solamente tú. Tú me haces feliz. Solamente tú. Tú me haces feliz. El amor que llevo dentro eres tú, la dueña de mis pensamientos eres tú, el agua que refresca mi alma eres tú, eres solamente tú y tú y tú, que me llevas hasta el cielo. Tú, que me das amor y consuelo. Tú, mi solamente tú.
Tejano Gold Countdown Song Number 9, Solamente Tú, by David Lee Garza y Los Musicales. Y los éxitos siguen en el Tejano Gold Countdown. Stick around, more of my conversation with our guest, Pete Astudillo, is coming up. We've got the answer to this week's trivia question, and of course, we're counting down the very best in Tejano music. We'll be right back with more Tejano Gold Countdown. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
En los deportes, la felicidad no solo llega después de una victoria. Los atletas más exitosos del mundo, como Serena Williams y Guillermo Ochoa, también se toman su tiempo para disfrutar la vida. Como disfrutar con los amigos una Michelob Ultra. Porque saben que ser feliz es la clave para ganar. Y que la felicidad es en sí todo el juego. No solo un resultado. Michelob Ultra. 95 calorías, 2.6 gramos de carbohidratos. Solo lo vale si lo disfrutas. Disfruta responsablemente AP Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
What are you doing here so early? I thought you were getting tacos for the office.
I did, but I stopped by Laredo Taco Company and they made everything right away.
Are these homemade flour tortillas?
Yep, and fresh salsa, and pico de gallo. Oh, and check out the authentic barbacoa and chorizo.
Wow, I had no idea Laredo Taco Company had authentic Mexican food.
They do, and each taco is made to order. They use the freshest ingredients, and they've served over 75 million tacos. Bonus, Laredo Taco Company is located in your favorite 7-Eleven stores with expanded self-serve beverage bars, which means a latte for you and a bean-to-cup coffee for me.
You brought me a coffee, too? Wow.
All for my favorite office buddy, thanks to Laredo Taco Company, located in 6 states with restaurants and Stripe stores, A-plus, and 7-Elevens across the country. Visit LaredoTacoCompany.com for more information.